You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
So we were talking about first jobs, and you heard Chris a few moments ago. Her first job was scraping gum off of desks at an elementary school. That is a beautiful job.
Gotta start somewhere.
I love the first jobs where people wear the funny little mascot costumes and dance around outside of a store. You said you did that?
I did that, yeah. When I worked, it wasn't my first job, but yeah, you remember Borders. I did a lot of stuff in the kids department there. So these book companies would send a new book out, and then along with the books boxes, they'd send a costume with it. And I always was recruited to put the stupid costume on and sweat my buns off in there.
Let's get Jeremy to do it.
He'll do anything. He was in theater.
Here, put this bunny costume on and go stand outside.
He was in theater. That was always the excuse. I'm like, what? That's qualification to sit in a stupid rabbit costume?
I don't think you need a theater degree.
You really don't. Any sort of theater experience to get in there. I had to do that too when I interned actually over at the Pepsi Center for the Mammoth, like a couple of the Mammoth games. Guess who was in the Mammoth costume?
No,
Jeremy will
kidding.
Do it. He was in theater. What? Sweaty, stinky costumes. Horrible.
Do they have little fans in those things?
Mm-mm, no.
I've heard some of them do. You didn't get the high-end ones, obviously, but no. Some of them do that so the people don't pass out.
Sounds dreamy.
You don't want your mascot passing out on the street corner as cars are driving
just
by.
Laying there.
Oh, my God.
Laying there.
My God, the dancing burrito just fell over.
A giant sub sandwich.
I always like. During tax season, I've never understood the Statue of Liberty connection with April 15th. Somebody tried to explain it to me once, but you see these tax places and they send outside somebody dressed up as the Statue of Liberty to wave at cars as they drive by. I'm like, seems like, what if you dressed up like as a giant calculator or something?
Right.
It's
yeah.
tax day.
Or more
right?
Uncle Sam's, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah,
because I see okay. the Uncle Sam's too. That works, but all the statue, right. That's weird.
So those of you who have had to dress up as your first, but it doesn't have to be that. We're just looking for any kind of first job that you can look back on and laugh.
Yeah.
If you call and say, yeah, my first job was a babysitter. Okay, that's cool. But we're looking for something that's got a funny story to it. Some sort of weird thing, like the people who did have to scrape the gum off the theater floors.
Right.
Let's say that was their first job.
Mine's weird. I was an engraver. I worked at an engraving store in Southwest Plaza Mall.
With your spelling?
Right.
What a horrible choice.
Right.
Jeremy.
We had a guy
and Shannon, our producer, the worst spellers on the planet. I can see putting you in charge of engraving things.
This says happy birthday, sir. My pocket watch says happy birthday.
And happy only has one P.
Right. But so we did it. We engraved metal and glass and, you know, basically whatever you wanted engraved, we could put anything on it, even like a little plaque. But the weird thing that we did was we also had a line of bronzing products where you could bronze things. I don't know if baby shoe bronzing is still a thing anymore.
They still do that?
I think so, but it's like a couple $100 to get it done professionally and nicely and mounted and everything.
My oldest brother, somewhere in a house growing up, were his baby shoes bronzed on some sort of little pedestal thing or something?
I guess it's kind
of
cute and sentimental.
Yes.
But we had white trash bronzing. So somebody, it was like $25. Like, what a deal. I get these baby shoes bronzed.
So it wasn't really bronzed?
People brought in their baby shoes and we were like, we can get these back to you the next day.
Right.
And we went into the back room and pulled the old rattle can down of Krylon
spray paint.
Bronze spray paint.
You painted the
and
shoes.
Sprayed the hell out of those baby shoes. And mounted them to a little wood base, and that was the white trash way that we bronzed baby shoes.
Oh, my God.
We went to town with a can of spray paint. High as a kite in that back room, too. Had to have been some sort of fire hazard.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Is that ridiculous?
All right. So now it's your turn. We want to know your first job, if it's got a funny story. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I can't play this game. My first job was being a disc jockey.
Right.
And you know, it's because the first job I applied for, I got turned down. Get a load of this. This is like coming up on 40 years in radio doing this show. But the first job I tried to get, they said no, as if I wasn't qualified. And that was bagging groceries at the Piggly Wiggly.
Really?
I applied at the Piggly Wiggly, and they said no.
No.
And I was like, what? It's just like stocking shelves and bagging groceries?
That's like the easiest thing you could do.
Well, they said that I wasn't old enough because I was 15 and I was a month away from my 16th birthday. Go, oh, you're not old. But I could tell that they just didn't want to hire me.
You'd put heavy things on the bread. They could tell. This kid will mess up your bread.
He put the eggs on top of the bread.
I just don't want a bag of the groceries.
He put a sack of flour on top of it. Also, I went down a month later and got a job being a disc jockey.
Turned out much better.
Never looked back. No. I don't know. I could have owned Piggly Wiggly by now.
What's that?
And I would have hired 15-year-olds to bag groceries.
Really?
The lines are all lit up. Hi, Liz. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning.
So, good morning. So, what was that first gig?
My first gig was after school every day. I would go to the family practice doctor's office and fax off the prescriptions that the doctors would sign off on and have to put the charts away.
Oh, so you're like sending them off to like Walgreens and King Soopers or?
Yeah. I would have to take all like the hard, like the actual charts, like, and put all the charts away. And but was one part of my job, of that job, that I thought was absolutely ridiculous sometimes that I look back on and think is just silly, is I would also take the phone calls from patients sometimes and that were requesting their prescriptions. And if they were calling on a Friday afternoon when it was cutoff time for that prescription, I would have to tell them, sorry, like, we can't do your prescription anymore. And, you know, telling that one single elderly gentleman that we can't give him his Viagra for the weekend was just absolutely
that'll ruin a man's weekend right there. Good job, Liz.
Way to go, Liz. Way to let him down.
Oh, gross.
Listen, I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
See you later.
Thanks, bye.
You gotta be kidding me.
Come on.
I'm going to party.
Here's Melody. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
How do we? Never mind. What was that first job, Melody?
I was 14, and I was the Easter Bunny over at Buckingham Mall.
Nice. Is that the old Buckingham Square? Because they had the best commercial jingle of all time, I think.
It's Buckingham Square.
We make it easy for you.
Yeah.
You were the Easter Bunny.
My mom always worked all the camera stuff for like Santa and for the Easter Bunny, so it was easy for me to get the job because they just needed somebody to wear the stupid costume that smelled like piss from the inside out.
Well, there you have it. All right.
Nice mouth, Melody. Hey, listen, have a great day. Have a great
day.
See
you later, Melody.
Thanks for being on the show. I'm going to think about that all day. Okay, so I got to tell this story real quick. Before we go to Renee, Ashley, Blake, and Jewel, I got to tell this quick story. She mentioned Easter Bunny. We had a thing a few years ago. We would do Easter egg hunts every year for the radio station. Jeremy, I know you remember this.
Yep.
And so we're out at, I think it was Clement Park. And somebody said, hey, one of the big attractions, tell all your listeners, we're going to have the Easter Bunny out there. So we're here on the air saying, hey, bring your little, sweet, adorable, precious children out to the Mix 100 Easter Egg Hunt. And they got out there, and this Easter Bunny, I kid you not, was like an Easter Bunny out of a Tim Burton movie. It was like 7 feet tall, and it looked like sinister.
Scary,
It was like, if you could imagine the sound from it, it would be like,
the eyebrows were pointed down.
Right. And every child had to be like dragged up to the Easter Bunny by its parents, and the kids were screaming, and the Easter Bunny would hold his hands out, you know, and it'd be like,
give me a hug.
It scared the daylights out of every child. And we are standing over at the side, I'm not going to lie, laughing our butts off.
That event was canceled shortly after.
We're like, way to go, promotions
smoking
department.
Smoking a cigarette. Buying those eggs.
Here's Renee. Good morning, Renee.
Hey, good morning.
All right, first job, what was it?
I worked for Jonas Brothers Taxidermy.
Okay.
Yes.
Over on Broadway.
Yeah.
And I had to go pull the forms for the taxidermist to stretch the skins over. So I'd have to pull the form, the teeth, the eyes, the tongue.
Really?
How did you get that job? Did you apply for that job?
My brother-in-law worked there, so that's how I got it.
So he said, come on down, Renee, and help us at the taxidermy shop. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. I would steal eyeballs and jack with my friends, I think.
The coolest, though, was we would get in forms for safari hunters. So we would get elephants and...
You got an elephant to stuff?
That's cool. Like a hippo? Yes.
You did not stuff an elephant.
Yes.
Really?
Everything from squirrels to elephants. Yep, everything.
What's the weirdest one that you ever saw? Like a hamster or something?
The gorilla that came in.
A gorilla?
That was gorillas.
You guys stuffed a gorilla?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Who wants that?
We had somebody on our show a few years ago, and I believe it was a Love Court, and they wanted to stuff the family dog. Yeah. And have it sitting by the front door. Like, you know, how dogs sit down on their haunches or whatever? Yeah. It was supposed to be stuff like that, and they were going to set it next to the door. And the guy's original idea was to have the doorbell inside the dog so that anytime somebody rang the bell, it would make the dog bark. They had, like, some sort of sound box that they wanted the taxidermist to put inside. So Rover, whatever the dog's name, you know, probably Max, anytime somebody rang the bell, the dog would start barking.
Wow.
What do you think of that idea, Renee?
I don't know about that. They would do it. They would stuff whatever. So.
Did you ever get requests to stuff a human?
No. Okay. No human.
Seems like some weirdo would call in and want grandma stuffed. make her a doorbell.
What the law is on that?
Yeah.
Grandma into a doorbell?
Somebody get it.
Close the door.
I'm not cool on the outside.
Raised in a barn. Renee, have a great day. Okay?
Bye, Renee.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks for being on the show. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
So we're talking about wacky first jobs. What was yours?
So one of my first jobs, I was that person you called when you wanted Belle or Barney at your kid's birthday party.
So you were a character actor.
Nice. Yes.
What was your favorite one?
My favorite one, I got to be Aurora, Sleeping Beauty, at one of the kids' parties. But being Barney or Dora was the absolute worst.
Hey, boys and girls.
They just get so excited.
I love you.
You love me.
Oh, bless you. I hate
this party.
Pretty much.
Did you at least get free cake or pizza or something at the parties?
No, because I could never take the costume off.
Well, I mean, if you're Belle,
the princess,
the princess can have a piece of pizza, can't she?
Princess is like cake.
No, not if
you were Sleeping Beauty. I guess you'd have to lie there just with your eyes closed the whole time.
Sign me up for that gig.
And then the kids come by one at a time and kiss you.
Try to kiss you, and then creepy dads come try to kiss you.
Ashley, thanks for being on the show today.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, too. All right. Here's Blake. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning.
All right. First wacky job.
So I grew up in South Louisiana, so it's good and hot down there. And one summer we worked for a good friend of mine's owned electrical company, rolling power line cable onto spools. I don't know if you've seen that up
close. Yes, we have. On the back of big trucks and everything.
Several thousand pounds. And it's three scrawny little kids in there, like 12, 13, trying to roll this giant spool of cable through the yard.
Oh, that's
hilarious.
Pretty wild.
And just dying in the heat.
Did they pay you in gumbo or something like that?
I think we got taken out to the movies. It was not compensated well.
You got taken, all right. Blake, have a fun day.
Y'all too.
Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate it. Here's Jewel, who's been patiently holding. Good morning, Jewel.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're all wonderful. What was your first job?
Well, it was at Dairy Queen.
Nice.
There's nothing crazy about that.
Why is that bad?
But I was 11.
What?
How could you do that?
I was 11 years old. I grew up in this little tiny town in Indiana. And the big thing to do, we lived out in the country, and the big thing to do was to drive into town once a week and go to Dairy Queen. And I had this idea in my head that I needed a job because I wanted to save some money. And, you know, I knew they wouldn't hire me at 10, but starting at 11, we would go up there every week
My God.
And every week I would say, did you look at my application? And they'd say, well, I don't know. And, well, let me fill out another one. So I would fill out an application. It took about 4 months.
You were persistent. You're very persistent.
I was. I was. It was.
Were you taller than the counter?
You know, probably barely. I was like fifth grade.
Yeah. Well, don't they have like in? Don't you Hoosiers have like child labor laws or anything?
You know, the other thing is that I think I could only work something like 6 or 8 hours a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Total.
I would imagine.
And you know, my mom would drive me in, and you know, sometimes have like a 2-hour shift.
Well, you get all the blizzards you want, right?
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have blizzards back then.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, gosh. What a horrible time to work at Dairy Queen.
All you get is a banana split. What the hell? A dip cone?
No, we had to make our own dilly bars at the store. And
boy, times were tough.
Wow.
Now they just come right from the factory.
Kind of back when I had to walk uphill both directions.
Oh, yeah.
With, you know, barbed wire on your feet for traction to get the pull.
Jewel, you're delightful. I hope you have a great day.
You guys, too. Thanks so much.
See you later.
Yeah, glad you called. Thank you.